Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes. I called last week about a watch that didn't work, and then you say you were going to send me one other one, right?
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Okay, 32773.
And your first and last name?
Winston Alvarez.
Could you verify your address?
203 Rich Drive, Sanford, Florida, 32773.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see that you had a watch reshipped out, and It was just reshipped out on the 24th.
Okay, what was the deal with, how much is that? How much was that?
What do you mean, how much was what?
The watch.
The full price of the watch, sir?
I guess. I don't know. You tell me.
$109.97.
Why is $109.97?
That's the full price of the watch.
No. They say to send the shipping price only for $690.97. One item. I got an invoice right here. Order number 49706. Description. A smartwatch, $697. Okay, and that's what I signed for it, not for $109. That is, to me, that is a totally dishonest way to do business. And then I ordered some earbuds for $5.97. And I guess you charged me for that also another amount, right?
Yes, sir. That
like,
was $99.
Like $99. That's something that don't even worth $5 in the Chinese deal. So I don't see this as a really honest way to do business. When you're telling me, oh, just chip in and handle it. Later on, you charge me that much money, over $200.
Well, sir, in terms and conditions, it did state it was a 14-day trial.
Nah, yeah, why don't you say so? Well, it doesn't say so in there. You say you want this $699 for a smartwatch. Just pay shipping and handling. That's it. $697. That's what I pay for it. That's what I signed for it. Not for $200. You know, if you tell me it's worth this much money, yes, fine. But not the way that you do business. That is, like I say, that's not an honest way to do business. You're getting money out of me without telling me, you know?
I'm sorry, it was in the terms and conditions, but I can offer to discount that price and get it down 35%.
No, I don't want it. I mean, I'm not going to pay even 35. I want to pay what... The first thing is a $697 for the smartwatch. Yes, just pay that, and $597 for the other one. If you want, I can you don't have to send me any watch anymore. You can keep it, and I can send you your earbuds back to you. Okay.
No, sir, but the watch does help with sleep tracking. The earbuds do have great sound quality. I can even throw in my family and friends discount and get 50% off.
No, I don't want them. I don't want them because of the. If I would have known the price earlier, I would probably agree. But not after. After you try to charge me $200, that's not really the way it is. You know. I'm actually taking it easy because I'm not gonna pay for it. But I'm just want to let you know that it wasn't an honest way to do business.
Well, sir, I do apologize that you feel that way, but as I stated, it was in the terms and conditions. So what I can offer to do is lock you in with 75% off the full amount of those charges.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to pay for it because actually, my bank say that it was it looks like a fraudulent because I didn't do it myself. Yeah, you did it. You know, I never initiated this amount. That's why the bank contacted me right away, saying that they declined those charges, When I saw that, I made a phone call because they have the same number that I call, 855-65. Well, you did. You told me that you charged me $99, so they declined the amount. That's why, you know, because I never initiated. It came from you, not from me. That's why exactly they decline. And if that's your business, getting money that way, then good luck. But I'm not gonna be a part of it. Okay. So.
Okay, sir. And I did get your account canceled out. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Thank you.